Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakei, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. Today, I'm going to take on a subject that everybody believes in it, and everybody does it. It's kind of the new thing around, but I'm not sure everybody does it in the best way. The subject is mentoring. You know, every organization has mentoring programs, and, you know, people are sort of doled out and delegated out to different people. Jim would be good with Katie, and Katie would be good with Bill. And, you know, mentoring is such an important thing. It's obviously not as important as parenting, but if you think about impact upon people and having an impact on their lives, it's sort of pretty close to that same sort of mindset. And I've only had one good mentor in my entire life. And it was a guy named Dr. Peter Campbell. He was my boss when I ran the money market. And prior to that, any of the mentoring that I'd had was basically people telling me all the things that I was doing wrong and where I was an idiot and so on and so on and why I pissed people off and so on and so on and so on. What I liked about Peter Campbell was he actually took the time to understand me. And we're all complex individuals. We're all the product of our environment, genetics, all those kinds of things. So there is no one methodology, you know, works for everybody. Even in my coaching practice, I have a baseline, but I adjust to the different people, but there are core values and skills that I use in it. And Peter understood that. And he mentored me and another good friend of mine, Wayne Deans. And what he recognized was he mentored us in being better. And I think that my coaching practice, now that I reflect upon it, probably has come from that period of time where I was mentoring him. And he mentored me to be better at the things that I was good at. And he recognized I sucked at the other things, but he had a genuine interest in me improving. Not everywhere, recognizing that the gains I would make in other areas would be substantially more than those. And he kept pushing me to those, right? The other thing is that he did in mentoring that I don't see enough of and hear enough of in people is he was brutally honest. He was like, to a fault, brutally honest. And, you know, oftentimes I'll work with people and I'll work with people that are mentoring people and I'll say, you know, why don't you just tell them? And they, I don't want to hurt their feelings. And I'm like, yeah, but you understand by not telling them, you're just delaying the inevitable that they're going to get down a path that's not their right path. I think the thing about mentoring is I don't think everybody should mentor. I think there are people that are really good at it, and those people should mentor more people. And there are people that aren't very good at it, and it's okay that they're not very good at it, but they shouldn't mentor. And I think most organizations think, okay, well, you know, the whole executive committee has to have someone that they mentor, and the next level has to have someone that they mentor. But do they have to have someone that they mentor? What if they're really uncomfortable? What if they really don't like doing it? What if they don't like that kind of feeling, right? And why do we assign people to certain people? You know, wouldn't it make more sense if we could get their number one, two, and three picks of who they'd be mentored by? And then, you know, it would probably tell you a lot about how they see the people and who they want to learn from. And then if all of a sudden 80% of them want to be mentored by one person, what is it about that person that's attracting them to that person? And really trying to understand the dynamics as opposed to, I'm always loath to just sort of say, okay, here, you go to so-and-so and you go to so-and-so, because you can't know that that's going to be a good match, that they're going to click together, right? At the end of the day, we want the mentoring exercise to make those people better. There was a friend of mine was mentoring this woman who was brilliant, but was a disaster internally. And he just couldn't bring himself to tell her the truth. I kept saying, you know, you're going to end up losing her because she's salvageable, but no one's sort of telling her that she's heading for the cliff. and he just couldn't do it. And they'd spent a fortune to hire this woman. And she had not been productive, not because of her, but because the organization didn't know how to utilize her. And they gave her to someone to be mentored by, who was just not strong enough to sort of help this woman out. And there was a very expensive loss, both for her. She ended up, as I guess she would, at a great job with much tougher people, which is what she needed. But they wasted millions of dollars and millions of time. And all this stuff seems like, to some people, touchy-feely and things like that. But the reality is, it all costs money, because it all has to do with human beings. It all has to do with maximizing human beings. So it all comes back to the almighty dollar in one way or another. Happy people, productive people, are creative people. Unhappy people, unproductive people, dilutive. And so while people have this tendency to think about mentoring as a nice thing to do, and, you know, isn't it great, I'm helping you, kind of like a big brother or big sister type of thing, we really should think about it in very, very strong terms. We should really think about it and be able to evaluate it. And how's it going? Is the mentoring working? Is that person becoming more productive? Or is that person leaving? Because, you know, part of mentoring should be, hey, this person doesn't belong here anymore. And for their benefit and our benefit, this person should work here. And the one interesting thing, you know, that I kept for my entire life from Peter Campbell was the lesson to focus my attention on the people that report to me, not to focus my attention on the people that I report to. Focus my attention on the people that report to me first. Make their lives better. Think about how to make their lives better. And if you make their lives better, you'll have more time and opportunity to think about how to make your boss's life better, because you're then not filling in for all their gaps. You're making sure that you have the right people around you to take care of that. Make their lives better in understanding what their job is. Make their lives better in understanding how they're compensated for their job. Make their lives better by having good people around them that they say, wow, I work with some really good people here, right? It's a boost to work with good people. And lastly, that every day that they go home, they know that you have their best interest at heart. It's a tall order. I get that. It's high aspirations, and we should all aspire to either run a company that way or be part of a company that way, that really takes our improvement and values us in the same way of making us really good at what we do, right? That we feel good about that. And I think that, you know, any businessman or woman will have a fantastic organization if they do that. Unfortunately, there are far too many of the other ones. So if you have a mentoring program, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. If you're interested, you can call me or send me an email. You know, mentoring, I think, then sort of leads you into discussions about succession planning. All of those things are extremely important. And I just don't think people give enough time and thought to putting them together, monitoring them as they go along, and taking the feedback. How does a mentee, if they don't feel they're getting what they need, how do they say, you're the wrong mentor for me, I'd like somebody else, right? It's not an easy thing to do, right? So we need to think about that far more in depth and analytically to make sure that we're matching people. And as I said earlier, not everybody's meant to be a mentor. So why do we make them one? Don't. So to recap, rethink your program. Rethink your selection of mentors and mentees. And at the same time, rethink your succession planning. But let's talk about mentorship. And rethink about how you make selections of who mentors who. What are the provisions so someone along the way doesn't want to be mentored by that person anymore? How do they safely get out of that and ask for somebody else? And then lastly, ask yourself the question, should everybody actually be a mentor? And if not, don't make them do it. Should everybody be menteed or mentored? maybe not. Maybe just some people just aren't interested. So go a little deeper, ask some more questions. And I had dinner with someone a couple of weeks ago, and one of his favorite lines is, ask one more question, ask one more question. And I thought, yeah, that's a good line. So in this, ask one more question, pull the thread on the sweater, see how far it goes. There's got to be a better way to do this. And it's very, very worthwhile for the people, and it makes it worthwhile for the organization. I'm Jim Bakey. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust.